Okay, we're now recording. Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday, May 28th, 2026 Zoning Text Amendment Workshop Meeting. The time is currently 6:35 p.m. Okay, I'll do the roll call now. Ron Corbett?
Here.
Jess Underwood?
Here.
Donna Hughes is absent. Michael Statesman? Absent. Gary Cornish? Absent. Janice Royce?
Here.
Rachel Kiplinger?
Here.
Zach Stouter is absent. Jerry Hurt is absent. Nikki O'Quinn?
Here.
Jim Leskowitz?
Here.
And Pete Mannheim is absent as well. Okay. So, what I passed out to you, the trustees voted to adopt a list of changes to the zoning text last week. And what that means for you guys, so I guess we'll start with this one. It's not color on yours. I forgot to copy and color, but it has the numbers across the top. Okay, so there were 43 changes from your 96 that were adopted with that vote in the for the resolution. Okay, so six proposals were considered. Those weren't adopted. This round, and there are remaining 41 items that are open, and then six were deferred. So that's the count of all of your items from the spreadsheet that I had, the 96. All right, so if you follow with me kind of down the list, you guys can see the Article 2, 3, 4, 5. These were all of the adopted items, this first paragraph. Those are the 43. And it's not all of them. It's just some of the stuff, you know, that we talked about. You can see those are the, what's the word I'm looking for? Those are the highlights, I guess, so to speak. One item is going to require correction. So when we adopted the resolution, we talked about doing an Article 41 for legacy zoning, and there's a 2.08A7 references that, but it wasn't adopted. The Article 41 wasn't adopted, so we'll have to clean that up when we get to the actual text changes. And then items that weren't adopted into resolution this time include the B2 neighborhood district, removing that, the B1 absorbing B2, minimum residential floor area, short-term rental, and agricultural district, yard sales being reduced from 4 to 3, and that new legacy zoning as well.
Those were not adopted.
Okay. Yeah.
I wanted to keep the B2.
Yeah. Well, I think Ron disagrees a bit. you can either vote to do changes yourself as a commission and push them up to the trustees or on the next round. So what I was over there talking to Julie about. So Janice, you were at the meeting. There were 71 pages of changes to the zoning text, and those were just Those were just the current and the basically a blurb of what was going to get changed. And so there's a lot of information in there. So the county's like, hey, this is a lot of information. I don't know that we're going to be able to get to all of this in June. So what we're talking about now is, are they going to be able to split it so we look at some of the stuff now, and then you guys would do a portion of this in June, and then we could do another portion in July, or do we need to revote on what we don't do in June? So that's what we were kind of talking about over there, because the county's trying to figure out how to handle this because there's so much of it. The other thing they said we could do, which they've done in the past for other townships, is they have like a standing portion on their agenda for us to insert changes that we want on a reoccurring basis. So every month we could submit something new, but then that would mean the zoning commission would have to meet every month to have a public hearing, and you know what I mean? So that would be a trade-off depending on what you want it to do, but it might lessen the burden instead of trying to do everything all at once and then having to have a public meeting on hundreds of pages of changes.
How much would they allow at a meeting?
I talked to him today, and his concern wasn't necessarily, well, it was the amount, but it wasn't the amount just because we submitted a lot. It's his concern was, I don't have time to read all this and write a staff report in time for the meeting to present to them so that they understand what you're trying to change. Okay. So I offered to help him with that, to basically summarize what we're trying to change and then get that to him so that he doesn't have to recreate this. We're still trying to work through it. I don't know what the answer is going to be. So I'm just letting you guys know that there's a possibility some of this is going to get split. I guess the question is, what do we want to tackle first? You guys worked on that heavy truck parking thing. I would imagine that's probably something you want to put in there first.
But that's not in the 43 adopted, is it?
It is. It's in there.
Oh, it's in there.
Yeah. I don't know.
So does the...
It's in there, Jess. I don't know why I didn't put that on there.
So the three pages or so?
Yeah.
Is that a more comprehensive?
Yes. So the bigger one is a staff report that gives you a little bit more detail about what was in there.
Okay.
So, Jess, number 6 on this bigger report has the heavy truck parking in there.
4, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, 4. It's also mentioned in 6, though, too. Yeah.
Oh, 4. Yeah, I meant 6. Well, that... so that was what I was trying to talk to him about today, because I said, you know, it's one thing to say I don't want to look at so much, but it's another thing in reality, because, like, that heavy truck parking touches at least 4 or 5 different articles. So how do you remove stuff without ripping everything to pieces, you know?
Well, and I remember when we first got into working on the changes to the resolution, we talked about doing it in bites.
Yep.
But then we said, well, I think we need to try to tackle sort of the whole thing, because there's all these things that are interconnected, and one change here affects something else. And so we went to try to eat the elephant all at once.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like, sounds like it's pushing back to say, no, take it one bite at a time and figure it out. And I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it is more reasonable considering just the way things happen with turnover and everything else and how long it takes. It does seem like we get to the point where we don't even remember what we did. You know, it's going to turn out to be like 2 years ago. We're going to be still hashing through this stuff.
I'd say we should tackle the pressing problems that affect most of the people: truck parking and junk vehicles. Start with those two, and all the stuff that's related to that, and then other things will fall in line behind it. So if that's enough for the...
And if we can group that to find, like, where in our rules those overlap, you know, and try to keep those together.
Right.
But...
A package to the county addressing those two things, and if we can get that approved, then we can begin enforcing some of the rules.
Mm-hmm. So going forward, sort of prioritize our issues or areas that we want to focus on.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get them, because you guys, a lot of the changes that you recommended are what I would call are like the formatting or grammatical type stuff, you know? Like, there's some stuff to me that doesn't even require any thinking, really, because it's like reference to one, it's 2.06 something, and like it doesn't even exist. It's not even... So I don't know why that ought to just go without much thought. And there are quite a few like that. Definitions or another. I don't know why changing definitions requires a whole lot of thought.
The problem is we pushed that whole big bundle.
We did. There's a lot.
Yeah. And as a result, it's getting all pushed back.
Yeah.
So where do we stand right now? The trustees have come up and said, well, you know, they're in favor of the 43.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what I did was I took the spreadsheet that we had from these work sessions, and I looked for the ones that were the most common themed, like grammatical stuff, this definitions, these, that, and I kind of grouped things, and that's how I ended up with the half, essentially, that weren't one-offs, like the business stuff, that's kind of like a one-off. I don't have an opinion. I'm staying neutral about it. I'm just saying it's kind of like, okay, we're going to change the business district. That's like a one thing theme. You know what I mean? So I stayed away from those and kind of grouped them to try to take bites out of that entire group instead of just picking onesies and twosies to put in there to. So what's left over are more the onesie twosies that stand alone and not themed things that need to be corrected.
So if we look at this top group here, those have been adopted into this resolution.
Yeah.
But the county's saying they don't, that's too much for them to handle.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. So
if, cut back. Hmm?
So the next step is for it to go to the county before it ever comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is, out of this list that was adopted by the resolution, pick up an amount that would be acceptable and go with that, and the rest of it goes to another time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you guys have already said, okay, we're going to take these to the county, they don't have to be re-approved.
So that's what I was talking to her about. I was trying to, we already sent it to them. I don't know that says anything in the ORC about how long they have to send it back to us.
Right.
Why can't it just sit there until July and then they...
Because that's even what I'm wondering. Like, if it goes through the committee and it's approved and you all say, yeah, let's send it, if we can't just then take a little bit at a time and send.
Yeah.
Once it's been approved... We could still approve it all in one big group, but I don't know.
What I'm hearing is if the county was, we were willing to let the county wait till July, we could get the whole top piece at one time.
Maybe. I didn't ask them that.
That would be desirable in my thinking, because then it would come back to us and that would be...
Except that we're going to have a case probably before July that
you have one
impacted.
Well, you have one in July that's going to be, yeah. So it'll take up considerable amount of time in July.
Yeah.
And you have to have the hearing for this, which, I mean, I guess you could it on the same night, but.
There's a time after we have the hearing before it's finally approved by the trustees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before it can be implemented.
I think it's 30 days after the vote for implementation.
Of the trustees.
Mm-hmm.
No more than, right? No more than
I think
30
it's 30 days, but because, and then there might be some referendum, like, openings there. So, I've trying to read that part of the ORC is easy, very easy.
What's the penalty for waiting? Is this case something that's...
Well, I don't know if there's a penalty for waiting. I just think there were some topics, like you had mentioned, that we wanted to do sooner than later. And I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right. I don't know if the feeling I got was somebody who has a lot to do to get ready for these meetings,
mm-hmm.
and this would just be another thing that they would have to do, and they didn't have the time right now to look at all this.
But if we said, well, you got from now till July to look into it, maybe they could handle that.
Possibly.
Yeah. That's my thought.
But then you guys will have to do all of these changes at once for a hearing. And the thing, too, is, I mean, we have some draft language, but you guys are going to be free to change that to whatever you want it changed to.
So if we can get, there's no guarantee the county will go along with everything we propose. They may pick and choose also.
They could. Mm-hmm.
So when it comes back from the county, then we put our thing together for our review.
Mm-hmm.
519.12 says 30 days after the date of this adoption.
So
after, 30 days after.
I mean, as far as the major problems, we've lived with them for years now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see what another month or two is going to make a lot of difference to anybody.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that would be July, is it August or if they went through in June, 30 days, 60 days, and then 90 days, right? Because you guys have 30 days. The zoning commission is at 30. Anyway, it'll be towards the end of summer before anything gets changed in the zoning resolution.
You know, I think we don't want to hassle the public with having a hearing this month for 10 things and another hearing next month for 10 more things. Wait till there's a... Wait till we can do most of it at once.
It's going to appear to the public like we're trying to slide things through. That you just keep changing and changing and changing.
I
could see that. Someone thinking, what are they doing? Why are they not just changing, reviewing, changing? Everybody meets. This is what it's supposed to be.
Right.
Because given the calendar and all that, this would probably be the change for this year. It'd probably be next year before we'd have another go at it.
I think as long as there's no limit on us making recommendations and having it adopted and then sitting before it goes to the county, you know.
Yeah, I can't remember the township, but what I heard, they were saying that I told you guys about the standing place on their agenda, but I also heard that there was another township that submitted stuff every single month to change, and that's how they updated theirs. It took them a couple of years, but that's how they updated theirs.
Cool.
And they had...
We were the only township that did our own zoning.
Julie was telling me about this. I don't know if it was in Miami County or somewhere else, but
one of... Brown, and I think
I
there were three
there was,
of them.
I thought there was three.
Lost Creek or something. Like, they're all three in the room. It used to be. Now, this was years ago. But,
But she said they had a standing meeting every month, like we do right now, and they invited the public, and they talked about changes, and then they just... It was on the trustee agenda, it was on the zoning commission agenda, and they just did that every month, and they just did that for years until they got it all updated. Which, I mean, that's taking the smaller bites, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I don't know. I think, personally, I think it's probably more manageable that way. Because then you can focus on one major change that you're going to do, or you got a couple little things. And, and you get a process, and so you kind of, I think, would start to... get in a sort of a rhythm, so to speak.
Yep.
Well, I have to say, though, I mean, we've been through most of the book.
Yeah.
So I would hope that, in light of that, it would go kind of faster, you know, because we've already kind of hashed out and hashed and hashed and hashed
and some
hashed more. what we wanted, you know, so it's like, so maybe it would... It wouldn't be that big of a deal to just do a little, you know, one piece at a time.
We could probably almost roughly prioritize them, sort of, issues, tiers, or whatever.
To Jess's point where, you know, like, let's look at what really is affecting us the most first.
Mm-hmm. What's causing the heartburn?
Exactly, exactly.
And it doesn't mean something you can't pop up. We'd have something to work from. Oh, that's really important, but it's got to start at the bottom.
So what do we need to do next now?
Well, I guess at this point I wanted to share this with you guys so you know what has happened and where we are. I have some of the articles where I've taken text and worked on things, and they're redline versions, so you'll be able to see what the text was and what it was changed to or anything like that. I can send that to all of you so that you have it to start thinking about. And then I guess the next thing we need to do is just kind of wait and see what the county is willing to do. We're supposed to meet tomorrow night, the trustees. We're going to vote on... I don't even know if I'm allowed. Well, we're hiring okay. Good.
Possible hiring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to be hiring somebody to be the zoning administrator, thankfully.
Oh, man.
So we got to do some stuff with that tomorrow night to make that official. And then we were going to talk about what to do with this at that meeting as well. So,
so you don't think they would accept all of this, even with your help of kind of putting together a here's, you know, a quick reference guide of what we're doing?
Or if we have a new zoning township administrator, you say they're getting spun up on all of these proposed changes and we'd like to submit these for July's meeting and we'll have a...
Yeah. I think they may, but...
Like a one-time, like, and then we'll do it smaller from there on, you know?
Yeah. I think they may, but there's also a lot of stuff going on in July, right, when we would be voting on this. Mm. And I don't know if there's enough bandwidth to look at all of the changes with due diligence, plus do the other things that are going to happen in July concurrently. I didn't realize how much stuff was happening in July.
So what's happening in July?
Well, there's some zoning cases.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So you think it's going to be case heavy in July?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay. Are there things that we want to try to get resolved before then?
Well, I had thought what Jess said. I wanted to see what you guys had to say about it. And I know I don't have exactly what was changed in front of you, so it's kind of hard to really. But the truck parking, the Article 40, which is the enforcement article. So it's the junk vehicles, the nuisance stuff, mm-hmm. the fines, the penalties, all that kind of stuff. And the attorney, one of the attorney that we use, he sent us over a sample from one of the other townships, what they use, so that's in there. So I mean, that's a little bit more developed than the other stuff, so we could do that. I think where it's really going to be, I mean, maybe we just push the definition stuff and we just don't do it right now, because it just, to me, it's not hard to do, but it is a lot of stuff. And if they're just worried about the size of it, that's like a large portion that you could just pull out, and now it's smaller. But there are some definitions in there that I'll tell you we run up against daily, as far as people saying, "Well, you don't have a definition for this," or
are there a few definitions that we could include?
Yeah.
That maybe are missing or not well defined, and leave the majority for another day?
There are. And I think in that sense with the definitions, that makes that's the easiest to like put to be to pick and choose, because
mm-hmm.
They're just definitions. Some of the more difficult ones are going to be like in Article 2. Because that stuff talks about That's all the procedures, how everything's run. And we mentioned some things in there about, yeah, there's just, there were some, I don't have every single one of them in front of me as far as what you guys submitted, but there was some cross-reference between that and then other things that we've seen. That the Article 2 had quite a bit of, well, there's 13 items apparently, because I put that number next to it. What I'm most worried about, though, is my concern is pulling stuff out just based on, well, we just need to get rid of a bunch of stuff. And then later when we go to add it back in, you may be like, well, I guess you could always change it again. But I just hate to go back and redo stuff a second,
third. Something that's contradictory
right.
in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I think we can try to combine things that are that touch, you know, at one time, even if they're different parts. That would be helpful, but I know that you're never going to get all of those.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be difficult.
Well, maybe we'll take out the Article 2 and leave that for another time, because that's just a lot of how things are run. And to your guys' point, we've come this far in, I mean, what's another month? Some of the other stuff, though, to me is just so easy to to say yes to. It doesn't like, I just think they're scared of the amount of stuff.
Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
It's a lot of stuff.
We probably take out a lot of the, at the end of the meeting last month, we talked, or was it last month or last week or whatever, whenever that was, we talked about a lot of the farm market stuff and all that other kind of stuff. I did a bunch of research on that and found what other townships had done and some other, like, one thing we could define, so in order for, like, the, what is that, the CAUV, so you have to have 10 acres or $2,500 worth of income on anything less than 10 acres to be qualified as a farm. So people who are like, hey, I'm a farm, I have three chickens, and now I can do whatever I want to do. It's like, well, you have to prove to the county that you're a farm by doing this. You need to do the same to us. Not asking to see your checking account, but you need to...
No, but that does that mean $2,500...
on less than 10 acres.
Of income that they report on their tax returns?
Yeah, from their farm.
That'll put a dent in a lot of them. But there's a lot that don't report that.
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
Then there's some rules as well. If they sell the place, and the next people don't apply for CAUV that's been applied to that property, I think they go back after...
3 years.
3 years taxes, yeah. On.
Mm-hmm. So those are ideas that I found in other places and things that you guys could work on.
Just claim agritourism, I guess that's the...
Yeah. Well, so I found a bunch of stuff about agritourism too. Like, I don't have it right in front of me, the definition, but some of the stuff that people want to claim as agritourism, you guys could also, I saw other townships and other places have special permits for like events. So anything over 500 people between this hours or whatever, like you would have a permit for a special event. Because now a lot of people are saying, well, I want to do agritourism so I can do these events or whatever. Well, it's not really agritourism by the definition, but you could do a special permit for, or special event permit. So those are the kinds of things I was able to find based on what we talked about last time. But we could probably take all those out and push that to some other time, that we don't need to do that right now.
That was over 500 people, and yeah, that's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe you could bring that number down. You know, that would require probably some investigation to see if that's possible.
Who do they get a permit through? The township?
Mm-hmm. Another one that came up today, people want to get food trucks for over here at the park. And we don't really have any... I mean, we kind of do, but not really. It doesn't specifically say food trucks, you know, but that's a big one, right? Like, food trucks are big now. And
food trucks is just kind of a fancy term for what used to be just a concession stand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, how many, you remember the days? Guy rolled up, had a snow cone machine, and he boxed the truck with the window cut out. And
So on this... This list here, if we will go after item 4, which is the trucks.
Yeah.
And 6. That would be majority of the heartburn that we're hearing about.
Okay.
And I think probably the county might be more favorably inclined to something that's been reported as a problem. Maybe you've seen it other places. So
I believe we may end up doing 5 on there as well.
Okay.
I don't know if that was something that's come up quite a bit. I'll say that. And with the rains we had a few days ago, I think, you know, people coming in here and wanting to do stuff without having a stormwater plan for some of these larger projects.
So let's go with 4, 5, and 6.
Just asking, but does 8 at all fall into 6?
Kinda. Yeah, that one down there about the noxious weeds. Yeah. because that had to, but that's fine. I mean, I can figure out how to leave those pieces if they tie into the other part.
So maybe 4, 5, 6, and 8?
Are you thinking about just doing the whole thing? Are you saying 4, 5, 6, and 8? Or are you talking about separate specific bullets? Like the added heavy trucking part, truck parking, noxious weeds. Certain ones.
Well, who's hollering about noxious weeds?
Well, it's just it was a wrong reference in the in our zoning code about these weeds. It has like a Latin reference in there for the name of the weed. That's wrong. It was wrong. So it's like, I mean, it's an easy change. It's not, it plays into the compliance portion, because if you talk about the tall grass, the weeds, but then you reference that and it's wrong, I mean, it's not a big deal.
Well, like, you know, say enforcement and compliance item 6, we have different articles as affected, so you could move the the weeds into one of, just add it to one of those.
Yeah.
And leave the rest of it alone for now.
But that breaks it. I mean, that cuts it in half by just, even if you did all parts of those 4 things. That's half of what you were gonna do.
And I think under 4, the reclassified auto RV, boat sales, auto repair, police station.
Yeah.
Was that going to be, they're gonna correct where it says truck repair?
Yes.
Would that mean light duty truck, not heavy duty truck?
Mm-hmm.
That's also a important one.
Right.
That probably needs to be addressed.
We got to think about this new person that's coming on board. We don't want to.
Yeah,
are
we talking about the bullets under that? I think
getting the Article 40 part in is going to be important for this person to do their job effectively.
In definitions, do we define the different types of truck under definitions?
Yes. Yeah, so that heavy truck one will it'll touch a bunch of different articles.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yep, we go with those 3 or 4. That's a bunch.
That's a good start.
Yeah, good start. Let the dust settle after that, and then see where we go.
Right, I agree.
Okay. Well, it's almost 7:10. The meeting's at 7:30, and
don't count on it. I don't know where Jerry is tonight.
3 of you. I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
What if he's sick?
Do you need more than 3?
3's a minimum.
3's your
minimum. 3 is the minimum.
So we got 3.
Okay.
Well, let's wrap this up so that we can get this place cleaned up and ready for the next one, so we're not rushing. Anybody else have anything before we do that?
So, are we going to have another meeting in July or whatever, June something or another?
We'll have one in June. I don't have everything in front of me, Jess, so I don't know.
You'll let us know.
There was one for June the 11th.
Yeah.
Email.
Was it? Kathy must have sent that.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I said list
I
of you know, upcoming meetings, and there was one for this committee on June 11th because I can't be there.
Did
I
any? This is what Julie handed me. Definitions. This has the updated definition for what was it? Health and wellness. Is that what it was?
Oh, the.
I don't think you got that, Gina. So there's one new definition in there that they voted on a couple years ago that never actually got updated.
That was under the massage.
Was it the massage thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Does yours go the whole way to Z? Because I have 2 pages here that those must go with.
Nope, that's
okay.
It.
So those are, you just take the old ones out and put this new one in there. Did anybody else not get one?
I think I got one last
time. Okay.
All right. I think I put it in.
Okay. And the minutes weren't done yet, so I don't have those.
May 21st. 2026. My definitions say May 26. Okay, we're good.
Okay, so that's it, unless anybody else has anything. Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn? Ron? Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Rachel, second. Okay. All those in favor of adjournment, aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Time of adjournment is 7:11.